Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
I wonder, Dr. Kevin Most, thanks for joining us. GN, how many people are actually going to do that today? Do you guys have any read on that?
No, we really don't, John. You know, this caught everybody kind of by surprise. This was just announced a week ago, and yeah. You know, the intention is obviously very good. The bad thing is the timing and the logistics. You know, do the pharmacies have enough time to ramp up for an onslaught? Do the pediatricians' offices block time knowing this? Did we, you know, get it out in the media enough? And I'm really not sure the impact is going to be what Mayor Lightfoot wanted it to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I don't know what their motivation was, but it does seem a little, I don't want to say political, but like, what a good idea, we're doing all we can. This demonstrates that, even if it's not the most effective way to do it. If you were going to do this, you should have told us when the school year started or something like that. So it does seem a little rushed. But let's put that to the side for the moment, though. If today is Vaccine Awareness Day, Doctor, what should we most know about the vaccine for children?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple things, John. One is probably the most important part is that everyone has to understand that 5 to 11 are in the ballgame now. You know, this is not just 11 and above. So the school-age kids can get vaccinated. The other thing they have to understand, too, is that it's 21 days apart for that second dose. So people are thinking, oh, Vaccine Awareness Day, I'm going to go get this done today. Well, you get dose one done today, but 21 days from now, you know, you have to bring Johnny back in for dose number two to get the complete coverage. But parents should be reassured this is not as strong as the other vaccines that we give adults. It's a third of the strength. The side effect profile has been fantastic. Besides some sore arms and a little bit of people getting fatigued, for the most part, the side effect profile has been very good and has been tolerated. And parents say, wait, I want to wait till some people get it. Well, over a million kids have already gotten their vaccine. So we know that this is not something we would be hearing about dramatically if issues were happening rapidly.
You mentioned maybe some soreness in your arm. Maybe you prepped the kids for that possibility. I know Big Bird did so. Big Bird got the vaccine and then warned the kids. Well, just told the kids, hey, you might have a little soreness in your arm. And some members of Congress just lost it about that. They think it's inappropriate for the public television Big Bird to propagandize our children, but I think it's a good message to put in their little brains and in their parents' brains. So on the booster, though, this is also the day for teachers and adults to get the booster. Are we still saying the same thing? Get any booster you can, but one of them is better than the others?
Yeah, we're still saying mix and match is fine, but really, if you got Johnson & Johnson, whether you're going to call it the booster or the second shot, it certainly looks like Moderna is going to be the one you would like to get. Even if you got Pfizer, if you get Pfizer again, that's fine, but if you have the opportunity to get Moderna, don't hesitate there. You're probably going to get a bigger response. So really, it's not so much matching, but mixing is fine, and you can get much better outcomes, but it's probably more important. Get the shot in the arm now. We're only, you know what, a week and a half away from Thanksgiving.
We were very clear, or tried to be, about who was eligible for the vaccine when it first rolled out. I'm not so clear in my mind now, Dr. Kevin Most, about who's eligible for the booster. What's the age and categories?
Yeah, John, it's interesting. You know, it seems like it changes every day, and certainly Pfizer is trying to put an end to that, to just say, let's get everybody approved on this list, and that's what they're pushing for right now. But certainly those individuals who are at high-risk occupations, so teachers are included there, that's why they have this opportunity today, individuals who work in hospitals, individuals who work in nursing homes, caregivers, those individuals certainly, anyone over the age of 65, and those with comorbidities that make them in an immunocompromised state. When you start to add up all those people, an immunocompromised state or those with comorbidities include obesity, you start to look at it and go, wow, we have less people that aren't eligible than are eligible for a booster at this point.
Oh, let's just take a quick phone call here on line one. If we make it a quick question and a quick answer, I think we can do both. I think that's Margaret over on line one. Hey, Margaret, you're on WGN. What's your question for Dr. Most?
Hi. Thanks so much. Doctor, I am double vaccinated with Pfizer. I had COVID before the vaccine was available. I feel like I'm nuclear against it. However, I am traveling out of the country for a short visit. I'm technically not due for the booster until early December, but I'm traveling out of the country next weekend. Should I get the booster before or should I wait? And I feel great. I'm not immune. I'm lucky. I'm very healthy.
Okay, hold on. Margaret, good question. Doc?
So your timing, Margaret, you say you're not eligible because you're looking at the 5 to 6 months since your last Pfizer?
Correct. I had it in May.
Yep. Go ahead. Get the booster.
And it won't affect my PCR, so I will not trapped in Europe.
Nope. It will not change your test at all. It'll protect you even more. Go ahead and get your booster. I would say get a Moderna booster if possible, and you'll be in great shape to travel because you're going into areas where in Germany and France we're seeing the numbers start to go up. So anybody traveling to Europe, if you're a couple weeks early for that booster, I would still get it.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, all together now, Central DuPage Hospital. How many times have we heard that? And how many times do we say thank you, Doc, for your help today?
You're welcome, John. You take care. We'll talk soon.